If you turn to Revelation 21, speaking to the boys and girls, Joseph and Anna aren't here today, but Isabel and Reuben's there, and Jonah, and you can tell them, you listen to what I'm saying this morning, and you share with them what I'm going to say. They may be back tonight, they're visiting their grandmother. So Revelation 21, remember you read last week verse 4, and I want to tell you something, as I said, that I hope and I pray you that will help you to remember this for as long as you live. Revelation 21, verse 4, "And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away." And remember last week I said I'm going to tell you about three places which the Bible says a great deal about. The Bible says this. It matters little what you know about some places, but it matters a lot what you know about these three places. And the first place we spoke about last week was a place of many tears. And that was this world. Okay, it isn't all tears. There is some days of happiness and joy and laughter. There is beauty in the world. But it is a place of many tears. There's lots of sorrow. There's lots of pain. And the second place I want to speak to you about is a place where there is only tears. A place where there is only tears. Now, boys and girls, what place is that? It's a place to which all unrepentant people go when they are dead. It's the place which the Bible calls hell. And boys and girls, in hell there is no laughter, there's no smiling, there's nothing but crying, there's only tears. Hell is a place where there is no happiness. And those who go there cry day and night without stopping. They have no rest. You know, they never go asleep and waking up happy. It's a place where there's only tears. And you know the tragedy, boys and girls, what's really sad is the Lord Jesus Christ said that many people go to this place. He said, "Broad is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction." Now, I want you to know some things which you must bear in mind if you would not go to this place where there's only tears. Now, listen to me while I ask you a few questions. Let me ask you, do you love the Lord Jesus Christ? You know, boys and girls, you ought to love the Lord Jesus Christ because he died for sins on the cross, that he might save you from this place where there is only tears. He allowed himself to be shut up in that dark prison of the grave that sins, your sins and my sins, might be forgiven, and that people may not go to this place where there is only tears. Like, if you think nothing about only playing with your Xboxes, your iPads, or your computers, or, you know, watching TV, if you love only those things and think nothing about Christ, and you're sitting here this morning and you're saying, you know, I wish Mom and Dad didn't bring us here, I wish it was somewhere else playing in all my games and playing with my toys, then that's an indication, boys and girls, that you're not in the right way. You need to take heed. Because you don't want to go to this place where there's only tears. I'll ask you another question. Do you try to please the Lord Jesus Christ? You ought to please the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I read in the Bible that Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you to do." Right? Now, children, think about this. If you are selfish, now you ask the question to your own little hearts. If you are selfish, only wanting things your way, or you're angry when your brother or your sister or your parents tell you to do something and you don't want to do it and you get angry and you're stomping your feet and you're banging doors, or you quarrel with one another, or you fight, or you don't obey your parents, listen, you're not friends of Christ. Take care. Because you don't want to go to this place where there's only tears. I'll ask you another question. Do you pray? You ought to pray. God will never be a friend to you if you do not speak to him and ask him to take care of your soul and make you good. If you never pray or say prayers without thinking, you know, boys and girls, your heart will soon be full of mischief and sin. It's important that you pray. I'll ask you another question. Do you read your Bible? You ought to do so. You ought to read this marvelous book, this beautiful book, because this is God's word to us. And in this book, it will tell you how to be saved and escape that place where there's only tears. And boys and girls, you think about those four questions. Think about your souls. Think about what you're taught in Sunday school. You don't want to go to this place where there's only tears.